Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I made some wine. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, especially when I get to reintroduce you to one of our original founding members of our Brain Trust. He's been with me almost as long as anybody. There's only a handful of people who have a date, an original date with us that predates him, all the way back to January 1998. Tim Berry is the world's guru on business planning. If Tim doesn't know it, you don't need to know it. And he's forgotten more than most of us will ever know about business planning. He's the author of all the books on business planning, including the Plan As You Go business plan. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software that makes BizPlan Pro and all the other products they have. And more importantly, though, the thing we're the most proud of, he's our good friend, Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. Hey, Tim, recently I saw your blog that you made a comment about Facebook having, obviously, if it weren't for women, they wouldn't have a business. And but yet their board has no women on it. You want to explain yourself, Lucy?
Yes, absolutely. It's just making the suggestion that every business would be better with more diversity. That diversity helps check against thinking the same thing too often. Hmm. And just without question, it's a very interesting case because the seven people on the Facebook board are each and every one of them impressive with great backgrounds. Mm-hmm. There's an academic, university president, there's a political background, there's three superstar entrepreneurs, there's Mark Zuckerberg. It's all great, except then you look at the picture and you're looking at seven Caucasian male faces. Facebook is, among other things, more than 50% women, and to me, it kind of goes without saying that a board of directors is about governing, looking over, suggesting, mm-hmm. helping a company. And it's impossible that there can't be at least one woman.
Do you think that the board, though, at this point in time, more than delivering product, the board is more focused on capitalizing the business and getting it set up for the future? I'm trying to be the devil's advocate a little bit here. I'm not defending it. I'm just saying, if in their minds, rather than that, you know, they probably got plenty of women, plenty of diversity in the product delivery part of the business, but in terms of where this company needs the power, they need these guys who have that kind of experience. Maybe they're not as many women. What do you think?
I don't know that I would go there. I mean, I would start with what Wikipedia says a board of directors is supposed to do, which is to govern the organization, establish broad policies, review the CEO, and answer to the stakeholders for the organization's performance.
Right.
Yes, in smaller startups, boards of directors are usually composed of investors who are putting in money and therefore want to sit on the board more to control than to contribute. But in the case of Facebook, hey, it's valued at what, $90 billion? Yeah. It's not
so
like
you're saying that this board was not structured for that. This board was structured with the same parameters that the definition says, except there's no diversity. One thing that we've talked about on the show and that I believe, and that is that diversity is not just the right thing to do, it's a best practice.
Absolutely, and this is a great case for it, but let's, while we have a few minutes, let's think about, in so many business cases, like let's start with the idea that when you're starting a company and looking for the partners you're going to join as you create a startup team, mm-hmm. do you want people just like you or people who have different skills, backgrounds, so that they can be different from you mm-hmm. and contribute something?
Exactly, start down
at that core. What's more valuable?
That's the key to interviewing and hiring, bringing on new people. In the Wisdom of Crowds, the book, The Wisdom of Crowds, James Surowiecki proves this point with research that a group of PhDs who know everything about a topic won't come up with as good a solution as a team, a parallel team. With one PhD and a janitor and a manager and a salesperson and an accountant, you know, the second group will come up with a better result than all the PhDs, and that's what this point is, the Wisdom of Crowds, which is basically about diversity. Tony Till, right back with Tim Berry. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.